Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at this letter that someone sent into the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. You know, at first glance, you might just think it's a noise complaint, you know, just someone complaining about being kept up late. But I think once we really get into it, you'll see it's really something more.
Yeah. You know, I think what's so interesting about this letter is how it, you know, kind of gets all these anxieties that people have about where they live,
yeah,
and, you know, their sense of belonging and what it really means to call a place home.
Exactly. And you know, right from the start, the letter writer, you know, talks about living on this quiet street with all these old trees and these houses that, you know, look old but sturdy. They even mention watching all these different families move in and out over the years. You really get this sense of, like, stability and community.
And that's what makes the arrival of these new neighbors so jarring.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just that they're loud, but it's like they're disrupting this carefully crafted piece. The letter writer even talks about their home as being like a sanctuary, you know, a refuge from the outside world. And then suddenly it's like it's been invaded.
So, okay, let's talk about this invasion. So the writer's been living next to this elderly couple who pretty much keep to themselves, right? Then this group of renters move in and everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the writer actually describes the music as an assault. They can even feel the beat in their chest.
Wow, that's powerful. It really speaks to this idea of losing control, you know, like being overwhelmed by something that you just can't escape. And remember, they're not just complaining about how loud the music is.
Mm.
You know, they're talking about being physically impacted by it. They can feel the vibrations in their own home.
And it's constant, right? They say it's every single night, this thump, thump, thump coming through the walls until sunrise. It just makes you wonder, you know, like, at what point does everyday noise become, like, psychological torment?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, what we're seeing here is the transition from, you know, an objective nuisance to this subjective suffering. You know, think about it. Noise only becomes bad because of how it's perceived, like the meanings that we attach to it.
So the writer tries talking to the neighbors, right?
Right.
Just asking them to turn it down, but nothing changes. Then they even try earplugs, which, you know, kind of just highlights how hopeless the whole situation is.
Right. It's like they're trying to build a wall to hold back a tidal wave. What I find interesting here is how the writer's tactics, you know, they sort of escalate. At first, it's these polite requests, then it's earplugs, almost like a silent protest. But the neighbors just aren't getting the message, or maybe they are and they just don't care.
Yeah, and that just makes everything worse. The letter writer mentions that the neighbors even call them old man and grandpa, even though they're only 45. Yeah, I mean, what do you make of that? Is that just them being rude, or is there something more to it?
I think there's definitely a power dynamic going on here. You know, these age-related comments, whether they're meant as insults or not, they really highlight how the writer feels dismissed, even like marginalized. It's like their concerns are being ignored just because of their age.
And it leads to even more desperate measures. The writer even talks about mowing the lawn at 7 a.m., you know? Like that classic, if you're going to keep me up all night, I'm going to wake you up early kind of thing. But even that doesn't work. The music just keeps blasting.
You can really sense their frustration building. Like they're trying everything they can think of to get some peace and quiet, but nothing is working. It's like they're trapped in a battle they just can't win.
Yeah, and that feeling of being trapped, of having absolutely no control, that's what eventually leads up to this like climax of the story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's like they get to this point where they just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, right. Like the letter talks about another party late at night with just tons of cars and trucks all over the street. The writer says the noise was just unbearable and they decided to go over and talk to the neighbors again.
Okay, but this time it's different, right? They're not going over there to ask them nicely to turn it down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like there's this sense of, I don't know, purpose or even anger in their actions this time. The writer even says to them, you know, look, this has gone on long enough. You're not the only ones living here. People need sleep. Damn. They need peace. I need peace. It's like one final plea, but it's got this edge to it this time.
I noticed they kept saying the word peace.
Mm.
It's like, this isn't just about noise anymore. It's like this fundamental violation, you know, like their right to be happy and comfortable in their own home has been taken away.
And the neighbors, how do they respond? They call him Grandpa again.
Oh, man. Come on. Talk about adding insult to injury.
And to make matters worse, one of the neighbors throws a beer can onto the writer's lawn.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's just so disrespectful. It's like they're saying, we don't care about you or your property.
Right. And that's the final straw. The writer picks up the can, throws it back, and yells at them to get a grip.
So they're finally fighting back.
Yeah. Like they just can't be pushed around anymore.
But even when they're angry, they're still trying to reason with them, right? Like they say to them, you've turned this place into a circus, and I'm not going to sit back and watch you destroy everything. Like, they're appealing to their sense of community.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but the neighbors don't even respond. They just crank up the music even louder.
Wow. So they're really shutting them out. Like, they're saying, we don't even want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly. And in that moment of total rejection, something changes for the writer. Instead of getting even angrier, they actually start to feel this sense of, I don't know, liberation.
What?
Yeah. It's like they've hit this point of acceptance, you know? Like, they realize they can't control the situation anymore.
So they give up.
Not exactly. The writer describes it as more like surrendering to the chaos.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. The letter actually ends with the writer walking away, you know, as the music's still thumping. And they're wondering if this is the start of a new chapter in their life.
So what do they mean by a new chapter? Are they just going to give up and live with the noise? Or is there something more to it?
That's a great question. And I think that's what makes this whole letter so fascinating. It leaves us with this ambiguity, you know, it forces us to think about, you know, what noise really means to us and how we deal with it when it impacts our lives.
Yeah. You know, we have this conflict between our desire for peace and quiet and the reality that we live in these shared spaces.
Yeah.
Where everyone has different needs and expectations. So how do we manage that?
Exactly. That's the big question here. This isn't just a simple noise complaint anymore. It's about how we live together, you know, how we balance our individual rights with the needs of our community. It makes you think, you know, like, could this whole thing have been avoided if they had just talked to each other, you know, like from the beginning?
Yeah, maybe if the neighbors had been more aware of how their actions were affecting other people, or if the writer had found a better way to say, hey, this is bothering me, you know, without getting passive aggressive, like with the lawnmower thing, maybe things would have been different.
It's easy to judge both sides in this story, right? Like, yeah, the neighbors are being inconsiderate, but the writer also seems kind of, well, inflexible, maybe even a little stuck in their ways.
You know, it's interesting how the letter hints at this like generational divide.
Mm-hmm.
The writer clearly values peace and quiet, which, you know, maybe that's just how they were raised. But the younger neighbors, they represent something totally different. Like for them, loud music and late night parties are just normal, maybe even essential.
Right. It's like that classic conflict between people who see noise as annoying and those who see it as a way to express themselves.
Exactly. And that's the hard part, right? Breaking that gap, you know, finding a way to live together peacefully, even though we all want different things.
So what can we take away from all of this?
Yeah.
Besides the obvious, you know, be nice to your neighbors.
I think this letter reminds us that behind every complaint, there's a story, you know, human story. It's about our need for control, our desire for peace, and how hard it can be to adapt when things change around us.
And it makes us think about how we talk to each other, especially about stuff like this. It's not just about complaining. It's about finding a way to express our needs while also respecting the needs of other people.
Right. And it's about empathy.
Yeah.
You know, before we judge someone for being too loud or too sensitive, let's try to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, what their experience is. Maybe then we can actually start to work together instead of fighting all the time.
I love that. Well, this has been quite a journey, a deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors. But it's really about so much more than that. It's about community respect and trying to find peace in a world that's getting louder and more chaotic every day.
And hopefully it's given our listeners some things to think about, you know? Maybe even a new appreciation for how we all try to balance our lives in these shared spaces.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors. And remember, there's always more to the story than meets the ear.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.